Hi everyone, welcome to Yonsing International Radio. You're with Corinne from The Crew Coach on your mental health, and I have a very special guest with me today, all the way from Canada, joining us online. And for those of you who are listening to this, please tune in to look at the video interview version, because Rio is wearing some badass beads around his neck and you guys should check it out. So welcome, Rio. It's so wonderful that we finally connected.
Absolutely. Excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me. It's been a while, but I'm just so happy that things aligned for us to be on the line together at the same time. This is a great time. So thank you. Me too.
I have been dying to interview you because you seem like you've had a very colorful and diverse career and background. And I'm so curious to know about these beats and these beads around your neck and how you got into mindfulness. So maybe that's a good point where we could start about how you were introduced to meditation and mindfulness.
Okay. Yeah. Well, great question. Well, it really started young. I really grew up in a predominantly Christian home. My granddad was a preacher, so we were always in the spirituality, at least coming from the Christian perspective, which was really great. But there was a couple of things that I read in the Bible that always got me that we never really did in church. And you keep seeing these things about meditation in the Bible, you talk of it, and it was repeated over and over again about meditation, meditate on word and all that. I didn't really understand what it was all about until I found someone that my mom introduced me to. It's a funny story. When I was actually 11 years old, my preacher, his wife was actually a meditation practitioner, which was crazy enough. And she used to hold these sessions in our house where she used to have kids, for instead of doing a kid Bible study, we did kid meditation sessions. It was actually kind of interesting. We would get one sentence of the Bible, continue to repeat it, and we started to understand how important affirmation was to our overall just productivity in life. So I think that was the first time I ever got introduced to anything about mindfulness and meditation was a long time ago through that lady. So it was pretty cool.
Okay, and you said that before you were in quite a hectic career, or there was a lot of stuff going on in your life, maybe you felt a bit low at the time, and there was a guy at work that you came across who was doing mindfulness or something?
Yes, I think that's where it really got serious. I think when I first got introduced, it was around that time when I was really young. You know, when you learn something new, sometimes you still put it away, or you don't really understand the value of it until later on in life. And when I was working as I'll call it mid-level management, you know, we get those positions where we're making about six figures. We think we're really doing something great. And I was so busy, so chaotic. I actually had a mentor in the company who helped me understand how to be in the present moment, right? How to really slow things down when they get overwhelming. How to really take that 10, 15 minutes out of the day and have a powerful, concentrated thought process, right, that'll help you get throughout your day. I had so many anxieties and depression, and although I was doing good at work, it seemed from the outside, on the inside, I was just a mess of, I think you might understand it, I was a mess. Mm-hmm. I was disorganized, disjointed, and through him teaching me how to be in the present moment, it really introduced me to what sound healing was all about. Mm-hmm. I think that really helped me out tons. And that's when I first learned about singing bowls and things of that nature, different frequencies and how it affects the brain. So I think that's where I first started getting into.
And were you resistant initially, thinking, oh, this guy is a bit woo-woo?
I thought he was weird. He was the guy who would come in on Friday with the flip-flops. He was kind of strange. He was very different than I was. I grew up in a certain environment, a certain background. He was very different. He was a employed guy. He was a Grateful Dead dude. He was a different kind of guy. But we were able to connect on a much deeper level when he started teaching me about onefulness and how everything is one, and all these other different concepts that I wasn't introduced to until I really got with this guy who really became my teacher and one of the people who got me or someone I contribute these beats to that you're asking me about. He is my guru, my teacher. I guess the first one that really got me into it deep.
Okay. So Yeah, what was going on for you at the time? You said you were chaotic and maybe disorientated and disconnected. Were there a lot of areas in your life where you felt out of balance?
Out of balance in a lot of areas in life, not just physically, mentally, but also emotionally.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if how many people can really relate to this part, but this is just true for me, that you really had to work on overcoming things when you were grew up where I grew up, but you had to overcome a lot of things, right? Meaning that you had to be able to visualize and see something greater than your environment. And back then, when things were chaotic, I mean, I was already achieving more than I ever imagined. The job that I got, nobody in my family ever had a job like that. So there are so many pressures that came from like holding onto a lifestyle I wasn't accustomed to. So I guess on a deep level, that was it. I was trying to live a life that I didn't really know how to live. And if people really, if you know what that means that I was trying to live what I saw on TV. I thought if I had a good job, if I had a career that I thought that I wanted, it means that I was doing well in life. But in reality, I wasn't living the life that I wanted. And I think that's where the source of my pain came from, right? And, I'm not sure many people in there can relate to that, but you're doing things you don't want or you really shouldn't be doing. But you're doing it anyway, trying to fulfill some fantasy life, right? Or some egotistical life. I was doing that, right? So I think that's where a lot of my, on a deeper level, that's where a lot of my pain was coming from, if that makes sense.
Wow, that's so interesting and so relatable, especially in the super yacht industry, because we subscribe to a lifestyle that you can never imagine. And it gives you a lot of opportunity, it gives you cash flow, and you can easily get caught up in it all and try to subscribe to this life, different lifestyle. But then after time, you feel a void, there's a sense of emptiness, and you're like, this is not sustainable. It's not making me fulfilled, feel fulfilled. There's something missing. So I think when you start to find that missing piece, it all comes from a place of pain or discomfort. And your intuition is telling you, I'm not liking this. Something's not quite right. And then it opens your mind up to think about what is possible. So yeah, that's super interesting. I can relate to that. Yeah.
And I think what's interesting about what you just said is it's like, there was a disconnect between my mind and my heart, right? So my mind wanted one thing that my heart didn't. So in my mind, I thought success was a certain thing, but in my heart, that's not really what success was to make me fulfilled. And I think that what meditation and understanding onefulness and being in the present moment, what all the stuff that we talk about has done is it helped me to align those two regions, right? My mind and my heart are working toward the same purpose, same path. And a lot of times when we feel stress and anxiety, it's because those two things are not aligned. And I learned that throughout time that I need to make sure that whatever my vision is, that my heart and my passion is also going in that same direction. That's really important.
Yes, absolutely. And that also is connected to values. So if you know what you truly value, then you can make better life decisions as well. So that even includes career and relationships or friendships, community, all of that stuff. And as you said, like when we're younger, we have these dreams of what we think we do want or what society or our family tells us what we want. And then once we're there, it's like, hold on, this is not my dream. Maybe it's someone else's.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where I was. And I think that over time, when you talk to more people and you have interactions, especially around this subject, a lot of us are in this place. And when we're in this place, we're like a hamster wheel, very stagnant. We don't know left from right. And that's where I was. And I think I'm not much different than anybody else. But I did find a solution, which was through the meditation, the mindfulness, and understanding what sound healing was all about.
Okay, so let's hear about this journey. So how did you embrace it? What was the first introduction to the beads and beats and mindfulness experience?
Okay. Very interesting. So a long time ago, you mentioned that we was dealing with singing bowls. I'm not saying I was an expert back then, but singing bowls were pretty cool. And if you don't know what a singing bowl is, or Tibetan bowl, it's the one, you know, right? Makes a sound and sounds and all that. I really didn't understand much about it, but I understand it soothed me. It put me in a place that I really couldn't understand. And I always had a love for music. When I was young, I was a DJ. So I liked to, you know, all that. Yeah, DJ, all that. I did that. Yeah. And my love for music and production really led me to how can I mix my passion for meditation with my passion for music? How do those two worlds come together? And it came together through Bonero Beats. And if you haven't heard of Bonero Beats, you might have seen them on YouTube, where they have different ones for everything. You can find one for love connection, anxiety, depression. There's different frequencies that affect different parts of the brain and put you in different mental states, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I first started like a novice. I guess I would get into it and really start listening to a lot of those YouTube videos with headphones. I really started getting into it that way. But then I said, how can I make cool beats that people actually want to listen to instead of just hum and all that weird stuff? How can I make a beat that I can listen to headphones on and really have a good time and still get the same effect? And that's what I started doing, is producing those type of beats.
Oh, so does that come with science, like, as well? So how do you know with the frequency of the beats that this would help with specific things, like mental health issues?
That's a great question. There is science, and it's always evolving, but there's science around it that's been around for a long time that connects different regions of the brain, like the pineal gland, the frontal lobe, all these things to different frequencies. So there's a range of different tones, right, that you can listen to and tune that will help connect you to those different regions of the brain. So that's science behind it. But what's really interesting, even with all the science that's behind it, what's really interesting is that for me, on a personal note, on a personal status, there's a miracle tone frequency that helped me out when I was going through a tough time. When I didn't really know how to meditate, I didn't know how to really get into that state.
Yeah,
that was the first tone that I listened to, a 524 frequency, that really started to open up my mind to understand what these things were about. So depending upon the situation or whatever you're going through, then there's, just like a doctor, there's different tones of frequencies that will help.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then do you use the beads around your neck? What purpose does that serve?
That's a good question. So these, like I mentioned before, everybody's like, oh, where do you get these big beads? What are these things? So for me, it's personal to me, because the person who taught me how and what meditation was all about gave me these beads, right? Mm-hmm. And when I became a practitioner is when he made these for me custom. Mm-hmm. So these beads, what they represent, for me, it's just a connection between myself and him. It's ones that I use every single day whenever I do my chants. And it's also really cool looking. So people are like, oh my God, are you some kind of guru? So that's why I wear these beads, yeah. So it's a sentimental guy.
Yeah. So how often do you meditate to the beats? Do you have a ritual?
Yeah, every day, actually. So for the people that don't know, we have been working hard to get this interview going. I'm in Toronto. You're in Australia.
Yeah.
Much different time zones. And even right now, even today, my life has not gotten to a point where I can avoid it being busy, it being chaotic. You know, I did 20,000 steps the other day, right? Just at work. Like, it's crazy. It's chaotic. But what has really helped me not go crazy throughout this time is my ability to meditate on the move through these beats. So when I talk about, you can listen to the music, all day long while I work, I listen to binaural beats and meditation music in my headphones at work. And they help me with my productivity, with my focus. I get more work done now than I ever have before, because I discovered what works for me. And that's through these tones and through these beats. So I created life meditation music that I make these beats and I produce these beats, and people are listening to them and they're loving them. So I got a lot of value, and I started to make them for everybody else. But you can listen to them while you're doing everyday activities, and the proof's in the pudding. It really does have great benefit.
So how long ago was it when you first met that guy at work and started getting into the beats and the meditation to where you are today? What was the time gap?
Wow. Let's see. I first met him, that would have been, my goodness, almost 14 years ago, 14, 15 years ago.
Oh.
So it's been a long time when I met him. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
So you can imagine a lot of life has happened between the time we had our first interaction to this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's when I first got into when I first met him. And it is so crazy. I know the time that we have a lot. It doesn't let me get to the whole story. There's a lot to it, obviously. But for the people that are listening, I don't want you to think that this is kind of like fluff. Mm-hmm. We talk about things like the pineal gland and opening up your mind. Mm-hmm. The pineal gland is a real thing. It's right here in the center of your brain. If you use turmeric and put it on your head right here, you can start to decrystallize that part of the brain that can really help you focus, use your intuition, concentrate better. These are things that we need to really be able to do, especially as young professionals. Mm-hmm. We don't get into this understanding of what this other realm, right, or other dimensional understanding, how it can really benefit us in the spiritual realm and in the physical present moment realm. I think it's that important. So one day I thought it was fluff or just something crazy, I realize now just how practical it really is and how logical it can really, help make your life. So that's why I really encourage you to understand this part of yourself, because it is yours to really take advantage of. It can help you out in tremendous ways, the same way to help.
I've got two questions I want to ask you. What are the significant benefits that you have noticed as part of your ritual? And the second question is, as a man doing meditation and mindfulness, have you experienced any comments from other guys either showing curiosity or going, dude, you're a bit crazy, why are you doing this? Because it's just right. So interesting to hear.
No, that's two great questions. Let me start with the second one first about what the men say. That's a wonderful question, actually. Mm. So from the guys, what's funny is that there's more guys that I've met that when I talk about things like this, I talk about, even as far as astral projection, like we're getting really deep into this kind of stuff, you really find they're very interested. A lot of people think that what they're learning or what they want to learn is fringe, so they're afraid to really talk about it. But once I talk about my meditation practice, once they see these beats, once I let them listen to a binaural beat, it really opens up a lot of conversation. So I find that men... I do want to know about it just as much as the next person. So I think that they really embrace it. Might be a little hard for guys to understand that meditation doesn't mean you have to sit on the ground and light a candle. That's not how I meditate, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to have 2 hours to meditate. So learning how to be able to meditate on the move has really been interesting to guys. So I think they love it.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they really love it.
And I think you're referring to also like stigma and false assumptions of what something actually is. And that comes through a lack of education, but also being stuck in fear or the perception of getting judged for doing something a little bit different. And I did an Insta story not so long ago about asking for help. And still a lot of people have fear around asking for help because they see it as a sign of weakness rather than courage. Yeah. And obviously it takes a lot of courage to ask for help because it's, you know, you're becoming vulnerable and you're saying, I need assistance. I can't do this on my own. And it's the same with meditation. I'm sure there's fear around, well, what will other people think of me if I meditate? And how do you talk to someone who has that fear?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that the first thing to do is you have to do things for yourself and not for other people's, for what they think or their approval or disapproval of what you actually do. And I know that's easier said than done, but it's really that serious. I think until people really put their mental, spiritual, and physical health first, then they'll continue to do things that are actually hurting them and not helping them progress. And I think that's where I was. For a long time, I didn't ask for help. I had made it to a place in life where I didn't think I needed help, right? Mm-hmm. That I could figure it out on my own, that I've made it to this place. And either because I can't show the vulnerability or the weakness, especially for men, I can't speak for ladies, but especially for guys, mm-hmm. I don't want to seem vulnerable or weak. I have to show that I have it all together. And I think what my transitional point is when that guy said, Rio, I know you don't have it together. And I know you need some help. And I find myself every day asking the universe for an opportunity to tell somebody the same thing, that I know you need help. Like, I know you need help and you're afraid, and that's where I was. So I think that is, that's become my life work and my mission through this meditation and binaural beats and all this stuff, is because there's people out there who don't realize they're suffering, or are suffering in silence, and meditation just might be the answer to help you break out of that stagnation that you're going through.
Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. So to the first question, the physiological benefits, obviously you've said it's brought about a sense of calmness and productivity in your life. What else would you say?
All right, this is going to sound, I'm just being honest, I've probably lost 15 to 20 pounds by listening. I know it's, and this is serious, these binaural beats, they can even help you with appetite control. It's that serious. So I've noticed that appetite control has been in line. My urges, I was a big time nicotine smoker. It's actually helped me with that. I was a cigarette smoker, maybe a pack a day at my worst point. Meditation and binaural beats have helped me out with that, where I've put those things away. When it comes to, when we talk about productivity, what exactly does that mean? Somebody who has, like me, that has ADHD or ADD, those people that are out there with that, meditation has helped me with my focus and concentration. At work, I had a tough time really homing in on one task at a time because my mind's everywhere, right? I'm one of those people. But listening to these things through my headphones has helped me focus on one task at a time. So I'm finding that I'm getting more work done efficiently than I did before. My sleep patterns as well, I'm getting much deeper, restful sleep through listening to these binaural beats. There are literally sounds for everything, and I don't know if we understand just how powerful they are. The people have known this in advertising and stuff like this for years. They've known the what these beats can do, what these sounds can do, and I think now we can use them for positive, enhancing ways for our lives now. So those are some of the ways I've seen it help me. And I would also say, through the meditation part, even let's do guided meditation, it's helped me to really connect with some deep-seated pains in my life through guided meditation that I've been able to break free from just by being humble and listening and going there. So I would say that everybody should do that.
Wow.
Why not? Yeah.
Awesome. And is it possible to hear a sound bite of one of these beats?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the people who want to listen to it right now, there's one way to do that, or a couple ways. I do have a link that I can actually attach here and I can give to you. They can click the link, it'll take you directly over to my page. The beats are there. Use headphones and you got it. That'll probably be the easiest way. We also do intake. So people that need personal, customized binaural beats, we do it just like a doctor's appointment. You do an intake, we find the right customized beats for you, and we create them just for your specific necessities. So we do that too. So I guess the easiest way to do it, click the link, Life Meditation, LIF, Live in Flow Meditation Music. That's where they can find all the beats.
Oh my gosh, this is terrific. I'm so excited. This is so much fun. And I love learning. So I've learned a lot today. Thanks so much, Rio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. This is, I can't tell you what a great interview you are. I can't tell you how just impressed I am. You have a wonderful meditative voice. I'm not sure if I've told you that before. So if I go to lunch, you already feel calm. So thank you for,
thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to have you and your wife, Mika, in our membership as guest experts. I'm hoping to launch that very, very soon. So it'd be lovely to have you and your great wisdom, and to impart it with us like you've done today. So thank you again.
Thank you.